Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia announced the completion of the pilot run of the new centralised pension payment system under the Employees' Pension Scheme. He said that more than 11 crore rupees worth of pension were disbursed to 49,000 EPS pensioners in Jammu, Srinagar and Karnal regions for October 2024. The minister added that the pilot run was completed on the 29th and 30th of October. The new pension system will be fully rolled out as part of EPFO's ongoing IT modernization project, the centralized IT-enabled system, by January next year and will benefit more than 78 lakh EPS pensioners of EPFO. External Affairs Ministry has termed the memo circulating on social media claiming that Indian embassies are being used to mobilize and train terrorists in the West as fake. The memo alleged that Indian government is leveraging its mission and consulates to cultivate as vital force for confronting extremists. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan inaugurated the second edition of the annual Indian Military Heritage Festival in New Delhi yesterday. The two-day festival aims to engage global and Indian think tanks, corporations, government and private sectors, non-profits and academics focusing on India's national security, foreign policy and military heritage. General Chauhan also launched Project Shaurya Gatha, which aims to conserve and promote India's military heritage through education and tourism. The defense chief also released key military publications, including Because of This, A History of the Indo-Pak Air War, December 1971, by Air Marshal Vikram Singh, retired, Valor and Honor, and War Wounded Disabled Soldiers and Cadets. The government yesterday said that Karma Yogi Sapta, a National Learning Week initiative, has achieved unprecedented impact by conducting over 38 lakh hours of transformative learning drive. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said in a statement that this initiative saw over 45 lakh course enrollments. An orientation and training program on the Gram Panchayat Development Plan for the year 2025 to 2026 was conducted at the DC Conference Hall, Zunaboto, yesterday. The program aimed at empowering the local departments and block staff to effectively contribute to the GPDP process. Deputy Commissioner of Zunaboto, Rahul Banudas Mali, emphasized the significance of the Gram Panchayat Development Plan in strengthening rural governance and ensuring sustainable development at the grassroots level. Project Director of Zunaboto, T. Poishe Sema, said the 29 departments in Zunaboto would greatly benefit from these initiatives, which aim to improve service delivery and governance at the village level. Assistant Program Coordinator Nia Lokat and District Database Manager Alivi Achumi were the resource persons. Mr. Kat discussed the core objectives of the People's Plan campaign, which focuses on decentralizing decision-making power to local communities, while Ms. Achumi elaborated on the process of preparing the GPDB and the role of Gram Panchayats in empowering rural communities. The Special Task Force, STF, comprising members from the District Administration, DPRO's Office Kohima, Municipal Council, Police and Dobashis, conducted a field inspection in Kohima yesterday to enforce the ban on single-use plastics, SUP. During the inspection, several shops were violating the ban by stocking and distributing single-use plastic items. In response, the STF confiscated a substantial quantity of SUP products and imposed fines on the offending establishments. And Assam team has emerged as the champions of the team event after defeating Mizoram team at the ongoing 4th NIAPA Northeast Open TT tournament being held at Sumukedima. Assam defeated Mizoram 3-2 to claim the championship title in the team event. The champion received a cash prize of 90,000 rupees along with citations, while the Mizoram team received 50,000 rupees. Deputy Commissioner of Tsumukedima, Boland John, graced the occasion as the guest of honor for the final match and presented the awards to the winning team. Meanwhile, individual events will feature singles, doubles, and mixed competitions for both men and women as they compete for the title on the final day. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.